Country Club FM.
It is that time, Bob Almanac time here today. Neil is back. I'm sure you had the Almanac just blasting in the garage as you were cleaning that garage.
I did.
Yesterday.
I had it. I listened. There was a lot of virtual Neil.
Yeah, I got. I think the mouse got stuck. I think the button, it's a left click, I think, on that. Maybe a right click. I can't remember. It's one of the two. Yeah. And I think the mouse just got stuck because we've been cleaning it with our disinfectant wipes. And I think that you do that enough and enough of that seeps in there, I think it affects some of the electronics. Some of the contact points on that mouse. So that's why you heard, you know, a lot of this yesterday. We call that the virtual Neil Mega Mix.
Yes.
That's what that is called. It's kind of like Jock Rock.
Yeah, it
Jock
is.
Jams. Today, Wednesday, April 22nd, 113th day of the year, 254 days until the end of the year. This date, 1509, Henry VIII ascended to the throne. I really wanted to play Herman's Hermits in this song, but we had so much other audio that it actually got left out because he was Henry VIII because they wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam. He took over from his father, Henry VII, 1509.
Seems to make sense.
1864, Congress passed legislation that allowed the inscription, "In God We Trust," to be included on money. Now, the only money at this time in 1864 that "In God We Trust" would show up on would be the 1 and 2 cent coins. Are 2 cent coins, are they valuable? You're a big coin collector, aren't you?
Yeah.
Are the 2 cent coins, are those really desirable from collectors? Are they valuable?
I would bet they are. You don't find many of those.
It wasn't until LBJ's time, 1956, that became our official motto, and all money had it. Paper money. Paper money didn't have "In God We Trust" in officially and permanently until 1956.
Huh.
Think about that.
Wow, that was a long time.
1898, we were remembering the Maine. In fact, the USS Nashville captured a Spanish merchant ship off of Key West. They boarded it, and they took it over as the Spanish-American War began officially. Although the Maine had been sunk a few months earlier. The official start of the Spanish-American War down in the Cuba area, going to the Caribbean, 1898. 1915, the Yankees wore their famous pinstripes for the first time.
And they still wear them.
And they still wear them. They also use the hat and the ring logo, where you got the hat on the top of the bat.
Right.
And then the ring looks like a baseball. You know, say what you want about the Yankees. You can hate them as much as possible, but you have to really embrace the fact how they have stuck with their tradition.
Yeah, I do, and that's what makes them are part of, you know, the greatest franchise in baseball history.
They have changed their uniforms very little.
Very little, and I love
very
that.
Little. Maybe a stripe here, a stripe there. When
the
somebody
tradition.
Dies, they'll put something on their shoulder, on their sleeve. 1951.
I love it, says Mrs. MacArthur, discussing the city's amazing welcome through the streets, now swollen with 4 million visitors from out of town. It's double the crowd that cheered Lindbergh and Eisenhower. The biggest welcome New York's ever given.
In the end, they counted over 7 million. They estimated 7 million were in New York for a ticker tape parade for General MacArthur.
Wow.
We loved him.
Yes, we
and
did.
And he was a bit of a controversial leaving of his post with some of the things that took place in Korea. So he came back and they gave him a ticker tape parade. Several fires started because a lot of that ticker tape landed into that huge pipe that he smoked. So a lot of fires. Remember, there were fires during the 87 Twins parade.
Yes.
Because they were using these low-riding convertibles. And all the ticker tape and all the shredded paper getting into these vehicles and starting fires. So the next time they use big old flatbeds, as you know. So that was in 51. 56, we go to Vegas.
Oh, he's a fine young lad and a fine talent. Let's welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley at the Frontier Hotel. Las Vegas, his Las Vegas debut on this date. This is actual Elvis audio from Vegas. 1956. Let's hear him get into it.
Worse than there you go. My baby left me. Will I find you place?
So that was in 1956. 1969, was it love or was it brainwashing? I think that is a legitimate question when you talk about John Lennon and Yoko Ono, because John Lennon legally changed his middle name from Winston to Ono. This day, 1969.
Wow.
He was drinking the Yoko Ono Kool-Aid.
Yes, he
that
was
in 69 and 70. Whoa, not that. How about this?
A unique day in American history is ending, a day set aside for a nationwide outpouring of mankind seeking its own survival.
It's really hard to differentiate between Disco Lady and Walter Cronkite. I think Walter Cronkite actually did a version of Disco Lady.
Have.
Don't you think he released it on an EP?
I think.
But
he
anyway,
could.
1970, there's Walter Cronkite reporting on the first ever Earth Day, celebrating its 50th birthday here today. And now we move on to 1976. Johnny Taylor with Disco Lady became the first single to sell over 2 million copies. Multiple platinum. RIAA certified it on this date. There have been a lot of songs that were released before this song that eventually got to 2 million, but at this point in time, in 1976, Johnny Taylor's Disco Lady, first 2 million seller, and it was Disco Baby.
God, that's amazing. That was the first.
1991, this date.
Johnny Carson made a surprise visit to Late Night with David Letterman last night. He confirmed rumors that next year would be his last year as host of The Tonight Show.
It's coming to an end, you know, next year. I've always wanted to be a shepherd.
Carson had made a more serious statement of his intent to leave earlier in the day at the NBC television station affiliates meeting.
Johnny Carson saying he will be retiring later on in 1992, in May of 92. Is that what it said there? Or May of 91. When was it? Look it up, Neil.
When did Carson retire?
Yeah, was it 91 or 92? This is when he said he officially was going to retire.
Okay, I'm on it.
Johnny Carson made a surprise visit to Late Night with David Letterman last night. He confirmed rumors that next year would be his last
year.
Yeah,
next year. You got to listen to Mary Hart.
Right.
Mary Hart knows her stuff.
And
so
the
it would
million
have been in 90,
legs.
1992. They were insured by Lloyd's of London, as
yes.
You know. So that was this date, 91. Johnny Carson said that he would retire his last show in May of 1992. In 94...
Peter, officials here at New York Hospital, where the president has been in the intensive care unit since Tuesday, confirm that he died at 9.08 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, which is about an hour and 20 minutes ago. The officials issued a very simple one-paragraph statement which said that he died as a result of the massive stroke which he suffered on Monday.
Richard Nixon dead on this date, 1994. Also kind of a big deal. In the year 2000,
rescued at sea on Thanksgiving, Elian Gonzalez will spend Easter with his father. The latest chapter in the Gonzalez family drama, the six-year-old son is with his father tonight under military guard at a U.S. Air Force base near Washington.
Armed immigration agents seized Elian Gonzalez from his relative's home in Miami. He was reunited with his father. He was the six-year-old Cuban boy.
Yeah.
That was this date. Boy, did that story envelop anything and everything. Back in 2000.
For
everybody
sure.
knows who Elian Gonzalez
yes.
is.
That was a huge deal.
So that was in 2000. And on this date in 2003, Hall of Fame goaltender Patrick Waugh played his final game. You remember how his career ended, Neil? Do you remember?
Oh, against the Wild.
Here's Brunette. Brunette's in. Andrew Brunette shot score!
Was a nice little run in 2003, and
wasn't
I think
they've been
playing some of those games back, Wild Classics over on the FSN.
Yes,
but Patrick Waugh, that was his last game. People forget yeah. about that. They think they remember, as Wild fans remember, the comeback, and
yes.
and we were down 3-1 in that series. They were down 3-1 against Vancouver in the next series,
yeah.
and eventually lost to Anaheim in the conference finals.
It was
and
a great run.
The Wild have never been to the conference finals since. Which is kind of disappointing.
That is disappointing.
So 2003, Patrick Waugh done. And then 2004, a year later, Tom Brokaw break the news to us.
News of another American death has refocused attention on the meaning of sacrifice and service. Pat Tillman, who gave up a multi-million dollar contract in professional football, has been killed.
Pat Tillman dead, 2004. Originally, they thought it was fire from the enemy, but it turned out to be friendly fire, which was really tragic. And there were reports of a cover-up, and they didn't release that right away. The family was upset. 2004 is when that happened. Let's move on to birthdays now today. She was George Costanza's mother, and she was married to Jerry Stiller on the show, which had to be entertaining.
You have nothing better to do at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? I go out for a quart of milk. I come home and find my son treating his body like it was an amusement park.
Oh, George Costanza. How would you like to be George Costanza's mother?
That would have been interesting.
Estelle Harris is still with us here today. Happy birthday to her. She is 88 today. 88 for her. Jack.
I eat breakfast 300 yards from 4,000 Cubans who are trained to kill me, so don't think for one second that you can come down here, flash a badge, and make me nervous.
Oh, was he nervous? He wasn't nervous at that time, but he knew that he wouldn't be able to handle the truth.
No.
So Jack Nicholson is 83 today. This guy, one of the big pop hits of the 60s. Mel Carter, not to be confused with Nell Carter from Gimme a Break.
No relation.
Or Coach Carter, or Jimmy Carter, any of the Carters, Carter Country. 77 for Mel Carter. We got another singer here today. Peter Frampton is alive. And he is 70 today. He's got the talk box going. He's the master of it. What's that? You got a Peter Frampton?
Well, we got to see him do that before the rains came at Rockwoods a few years back.
Rockwoods, great. They still open?
I don't know.
Doing curbside, maybe. Peter Frampton is 70. Ryan Stiles, always called him Kramer Light.
Don't you walk away from me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was answering the door. That's what we idiots do when we hear a doorbell.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Mom. Good luck, Herb.
Hi, Jake. Wish I was going with you.
There he is. He was a late addition to Two and a Half Men as he got married to Alan's ex-wife. And, of course, he was Drew Carey's good friend on the Drew Carey Show.
Yes.
And I always enjoyed his work on Whose Line Is It Anyways.
Yes, he was very good at that.
He was very good at that. Ryan Stiles, 61. Remember that show, Twin Peaks?
Oh, yeah.
It was somewhat dark and dreary and interesting and
is it TV
dramatical.
Time?
It is. Cheryl Lee, who played Laura Palmer, who was kind of the center of the story. She was killed, and everybody was trying to find her killer. I think that's what the story in the show was based around. And then she came later as her identical twin cousin. I guess it's not a twin if it's a cousin, but an identical cousin that looked just like her. Kind of like Peter Brady and that other guy, although they weren't cousins that I remember. So, Cheryl Lee, 63. Heath Wright, he's the lead singer of Ricochet.
Oh, yeah.
We know what they sound like. He is 53.
Play a song.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fined, so y'all can sit here and ask me all the questions y'all want to. I'm going to answer with the same answer, so y'all can shoot if y'all please.
Marshawn Lynch from the Super Bowl a few years ago.
Get fined.
Thank you. He should have got fined.
I'm here so I won't get fined.
How pitiful was that?
Disgusting, really.
Those media people deserve so much better. So that was Marshawn Lynch.
He has to understand, it comes with the territory.
Yeah, you're right. And he's not doing his fans. He's pretty much thumbing his nose to everybody.
Right.
He was the beast mode guy.
Yeah.
Not that Dick Butkus didn't have beast mode. But he was kind of the first one that used that term, beast mode.
Yeah.
34 for him. And our rapper of the day is Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, sure.
30 today. The big 3-0 for Machine Gun Kelly. When your name is Machine Gun, you have to feel pretty fortunate you made it to 30.
Right.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I didn't make it a whole lot past that. Well, the other machine gun, Kelly.
Right.
Gone but not forgotten, former Soviet leader Vladimir Lenin. He was around during the war to end all wars and some others. 1870. Eddie Albert. Remember him from Green Acres?
Officer! Crew! I'm talking to you! Crew! He's trying to escape. Here, shoot him! Crew! You gotta let him get away? Shoot him!
Crew!
Shoot him, you...
Crew!
Shoot him!
Crew!
Kill him! Kill us, son!
Well, we're gonna stop it right there. Wow. Say it with me. Game ball.
Wow.
Say it with me again.
Game ball.
He, of course, was the warden in Longest Yard,
yes,
too.
Yes,
we just lost Ebb. Did you hear about that?
I wondered if you did an almanac salute.
Ebb Dawson.
I missed that.
Tom Lester.
I saw that he had passed away. So Eddie Albert there, 1906. Television MC and actor Hal March.
Welcome to It's Your Bet. And now let's greet the star of our show, Hal March.
I'll see you, everybody. Hi.
The short-lived It's Your Bet.
Yeah, evidently.
I don't see that one on the game show network.
No, I don't think that survived that. 1920 for Hal March. Aaron Spelling, how many classic shows was he involved
too
with?
Too many to count and list here.
Charlie's Angels, Fantasy Island, Love Boat. Goes
too many
on
to
and
list.
And he was born on this day, 1923. Remember Charlotte Ray?
An American treasure.
Yes, they went out and bought pizza and... beans.
Went out and bought?
Yes, sir. The only one who ever walked out on my cooking was my ex-husband. And that was only because I tried to poison him.
How can you not love Mrs. Garrett?
Well,
one of the great housekeepers of all time. And don't go and coming at me with this Hazel BS.
Oh, no, I put
Charlotte Ray. Hazel was good.
Yeah.
But I put Alice and Mrs. Garrett above Hazel, even Uncle Charlie, maybe.
I would. Facts of Life, Other Things for Charlotte Ray there, 1926. The tremendously talented Glenn Campbell.
Is she paying you $500?
No.
Well, that's what the governor of Texas has put up for this man she calls Cheney. Payment on conviction.
$500?
Yep.
Very little for a man who's killed a senator.
Bibbs was a little senator.
I love that.
There he is in True Grit, opposite the Duke. And Kim Darby, of course, who played in that as well. The great Glenn Campbell was born on this day, 1936.
And they're gone.
But not forgotten.
You going to play a little Ricochet during the Bobathon?
Yeah.
How about some Glenn Campbell?
Why not?
You're in control. It's your Bobathon.
Then I'm going to do it.
Although I'm in control of the three songs that you can start your Bobathon with, which
Throw
is a very
me.
Important position. As you know, the leadoff position is very important.
Key.
Very, very key. Just ask Ricky Henderson, Vince Coleman, Dan Gladden, some of the greats.
Mm-hmm.
George Strait, Blue Clear Sky, Josh Turner, All Over Me, or Lori Morgan, Go Away.
Oh, boy. Made it tough on me today, but... when the king is in the offing, you got to go, George.
Thank you.
KDDG Albany. KDDG.